Hey, what's going on? What's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Well, you know what? If you are an investor, then you can sing along with me. Happy days are here again. We're making money today. So congratulations on those who are doing well. So today I'm also going to talk to you about what to expect this week in the stock market, where the opportunity lies. And also I'm going to give you a stock that I really like that I just bought that I think is a great investment for the future. So get comfortable. Buckle up a seatbelt. We're going to get started on the Black Financial Channel right now. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Black Financial Channel. That's theblackfinancialchannel.com. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I'm your friendly neighborhood finance professor. On the Black Financial Channel, we talk about Black wealth and Black economics every single day, sometimes as much as 10 times a day under one condition. The condition is that we are Black first. Black first means we put our community at the top of our priority list. Black first means we educate our kids. Black first means we break generational curses. We do not continue them. Black first means that we also are committed to making our community the most financially intelligent community on the planet. If you agree with this, if you believe this is possible, if you into this, if this is your jam, then put a hashtag B1 in the chat. Put a hashtag B1. I'm looking for my people out there. I'm looking for my fellow dreamers, my fellow crazy Black folks, my fellow Black identity extremists who want to actually conquer and succeed, who are tired of begging, who are tired of just sort of rolling around hoping and praying that somebody's nice to us. I want to meet all the Black people who believe that we are the solution that we have been looking for. And I also want to talk to Black people who believe that we can solve our own problems without waiting for the Democratic Party or waiting for whoever, white folks, to do whatever. I just want to make that point. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling really Black today. I took a visit this week to Black Wall Street, and that was really fun. I went down to the Greenwood section of Tulsa, and it was a great week. I was there for about a week, and I met a lot of great people. And I hung out, and I'll just share this story, and then we'll dive into the stock market today. And also, if you hang on to the end of the video, I'll give you the stock pick of the week, a stock that I really like that I just bought shares in, and I think is a great investment. But I was there, and I met these brothers with this company called TechStars. And TechStars is an incubator, kind of like better than business school, right? You got business school that teaches you what's in a book, but then you have incubators like TechStars that actually teach you how to go out and make $1 million or whatever. So getting into TechStars is actually harder than getting into Harvard. Literally, it's harder to get into TechStars than it is to get into Harvard University or Yale or Stanford or any of that. So I met these brothers that were in TechStars, and it was really exciting because they came up to me because they were studying. They actually got some of their start in the Black Business School. One of the guys said, "I started my company because of the Black Business School." And I said, "That's great because you have a great company." And literally these guys, the reason that they're in this program is because there is a significant probability that their companies will be worth at least $100 million in the next couple of years, maybe even $1 billion. Some of those guys in that group, there's a small group, about maybe 8 of them. Some of those guys are going to have $1 billion companies in the future. And I was very excited because these guys are independently wealthy. They're getting wealthier by the second. Some of them were already millionaires. Most of them are going to be millionaires in the near future because they're linking up with millionaires and billionaires. They're getting access to capital. I've mentioned to you guys on several occasions that the number one thing that Black people need in order to succeed economically is access to capital, access to capital, access to capital, because you got a lot of brain power. But unfortunately, a lot of your smartest young people, your most brilliant young Black college students that could go out and start $1 billion companies, can't do it because they can't get access to capital. It's hard to start a $1 billion company if you don't have access to capital. So I was talking to these guys and I was really inspired and super enthusiastic and really impressed with what I saw. And I'll bring some of that to you in the next few weeks because I think these guys deserve to be heard. You need to start hearing from your geniuses more than you hear from your rappers. You need to start hearing from your business owners more than you hear from somebody that's on Shade Room twerking. Like, seriously, I mean, I'm not making fun of nobody or nothing like that, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna just be honest. I probably sound like a crazy old man shaking his fist at the air, but I swear, when I sit here and I look at somebody, I see a video or I see a post that gets 100,000 views on Shade Room, and it's literally two rappers beefing, going back and forth, like, "Ain't no back gonna come to God, don't drop, no, you don't, that fuck you, nigga, we gonna be jumping." You know what I'm talking about? You know, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Does anybody know what the danger? Is anybody even aware of the danger that they put your community in when they take the most ignorant people and they encourage them to be as ignorant as possible in front of the largest audience possible? You got geniuses in your community. You have some of the smartest people on the planet in your community, but nobody hears from these people. I mean, I'm telling you, when I went down to TechStars and I met these young brothers, And wasn't none of them talking about going to the strip club? Wasn't none of them talking about how many hoes they got? Wasn't none of them talking about, hey, man, let's get together, pop some Molly and smoke some weed, my nut. But none of them are talking like that. And there are people literally out there who would think that those guys are lame. Oh, they're lame. They're not. They're not. They ain't lit. Yeah. Let me tell you about these lame dudes that I met. These lame guys who would rather pick up a book than pick up a bottle of Ciroc. Like these guys, these lame dudes are already half of them were already millionaires in their early 30s. And a couple of them are going to be billionaires by the time they're 40, 45 years old. So I'm just telling you, seriously, you know, we got to stop this stuff. We believe that which is lame is actually positive, and that which is positive is actually lame. And we got to stop that. We got to kill that. So give me a yes in the chat if it's okay that I did my little rant. I apologize for ranting. I know we're going to jump into the other stuff, and we're going to do it, I promise. But I really want to help you understand what we're dealing with right now. We're not dealing with an issue of access to knowledge and information. Everybody has access to the same information for the most part. Everybody has a phone in their pocket that has more information than the greatest universities in the history of the world. Everybody has access to knowledge, right? It's not about access to information anymore. It used to be, but it's not like that anymore. Now it's a cultural war. Now it's a culture thing. It's like when you open your phone up and you decide what Instagram pages to follow, are you following the people that are going to build your brain, or are you following the women that got fake booties? Are you following the people that are going to help you actually build wealth and do things good for your family? Or are you following some guy who with 85 tattoos on his face who's literally going to be dead by the age of 35 because he's using drugs all day? Seriously. So this is a cultural war. We got to pay attention. This is critical. So do me a favor. Hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up. Share, subscribe. I also want to mention to you guys, I always have to do this public service announcement. Be very careful because our platform is big. We have over 1.4 million followers on different YouTube channels now. So what happens when you get a bigger platform is people start to clone you. So there are lots of fake Boyce Watkins pages out there, and they hit you up and they say, hey, send me an inbox and call my number and all that. That's not me, I promise you. So just be mindful. I don't want anybody to get hurt or taken out financially because of this. And also the other thing I want to mention is the Dr. Boy shout out for today is Flamebridge Music. Flamebridge Music is one of our sponsors for today's podcast. And Flamebridge Music, actually, it looks like it's like a music studio. They said, the CEO is a guy named Jamal Patton. And he says, music professionals, you have hot music recorded and mixed, and you need mastering now. Visit flamebridgemusic.com. Take a walk through these flames and catch that fire. You will like the results. So flamebridgemusic.com. If you are in the music industry and an independent artist, check out flamebridgemusic.com. I want to say thank you for helping to sponsor the podcast. As you know, we don't take corporate money. So we look to the community, Black-owned businesses. We help you. You help us, et cetera. And if you want to get a Dr. Boy shout out, just go to drboysfinance.com. I'll be happy to shout out your business. All right. So here's what's going on. How many of you, give me a yes or no, how many of you saw your stocks go up today? How many of you saw your stocks, kind of take a little bit of green and kind of pop up? Give me a yes or no if your stocks did well. If they did, then I think that's great for you, and it's not a surprise. What you're having right now is what they call a relief rally. And a relief rally is like on a rainy day, you know, when you get like an hour of sunshine and then it starts raining again. It's kind of like Florida. Florida's like that. You ever go to Florida where it's like raining all day and then the sun will come out for a while and it'll be bright and hot and then it'll start raining again because it's really rainy season? Well, right now in the stock market, to be honest with you, you're kind of in the rainy season. You're kind of in a bearish market for the most part. As much as I wish I could give you good news about what I'm researching and finding out about, you know, the future of this market, I'm not seeing a lot of good indicators in terms of where it's going to go in the next, say, year or two. You have some really negative headwinds coming in. So maybe during the relief rally, this is your opportunity to take some money off the table. Maybe this is your chance. If you're in, if you're into selling stock options or something, maybe this is a good day to sell some options. If you're not sure how to do stuff like that and generate income by selling stock options, I have a program. I meet my students every week. So feel free to go to drboysprime.com. That's all we focus on, is generating income by selling stock options. I share the stocks I sell options on. That's one of the ways I make money for my family. So generally speaking, What you have to look out for this week is basically the Fed is going to make some announcements on the consumer price index. Inflation has kind of been the big talking point of the market for the last several weeks. Generally, what's going on is the Fed is fighting inflation by hiking up interest rates. And the more they hike up interest rates, the more you're going to see things like your mortgage rates going up. This weekend for my sister's birthday party, my sister invited a couple of her friends who were bankers. And one of the young guys who works at a bank, one worked for the Federal Reserve and the other guy works for Chase or something, right? And he was saying, he said, oh my goodness. He said, I can't believe it. People are actually getting mortgages at 6.5%, 7% now. And so I was sitting next to my other friend who's a real estate guy. He's a commercial real estate guy. Now he's the same age as me. We remember when interest rates were much, much higher. How many of y'all remember when it wasn't nothing but a thing to get a mortgage for 12% or 13%? Give me a yes. Any financial OGs in the building where you remember when mortgage rates were like 12, 13% and it wasn't a big deal. People didn't blink an eye. And so we kind of laughed when he was freaking out over 6% because we've seen 12%, 13%, even 20%, you know? And so really, even though mortgage rates are going up, and it is going to slow down the housing market. You're starting to see people taking their houses off the market. You're starting to see people reduce the prices of their homes. This is something that you didn't really see during the pandemic. I bought some property during the pandemic. It was literally a gold rush. It was literally a battle and a fight to get access to the property. My wife and I were able to win. You know, we got a couple of properties, but it was hard work. If we were to buy those properties now, it would be probably much, much easier, right? And so do we regret it? No, because you operate based on what you know at the time. But for the most part, there are indicators, and this is why I'm bringing this up. There are indicators to say that the economy is kind of slowing down. The real estate market is slowing down. Inflation is expected to actually start slowing down. And one of the reasons that you're seeing this relief rally, one of the reasons that you're seeing the stocks go up today is because there is a strong belief that tomorrow, when the inflation data comes out, that is going to show that inflation has maybe peaked a little bit. JP Morgan Chase believes that inflation has actually peaked. Is that true or not? Nobody knows. But if it has peaked, then I wouldn't be surprised if you see an extension on this relief rally. Now, here's the downside. Here's the reason why you can't get too happy. Okay. So anyway, as I move forward, do me a favor. Hit the thumbs up button, thumbs up, share, subscribe. And also, I want to remind everybody, the Black Business School is hosting a free event in a couple of days. Keisha Ravenel, who actually came to our last All Black National Convention and met her husband there during my wife's speed dating event. My wife is super happy about that. And we're gonna go to their wedding. We got a wedding invitation. But anyway, she actually shows people how to create t-shirt companies. So if you want to make money by creating a t-shirt business, Keisha's going to show you that on the 16th. So if you go to boycewatkins.com, there's a link there. The event's free. So feel free to go to my website and you can access the event. It's on the 16th at 8 p.m., I believe, but the information is right there at my website. All right. So the next thing that's kind of going on is even though inflation appears to have peaked, right, which is a positive force for the market, you have you probably have more negative than positive, unfortunately, for the next year or two. And basically, the thing that people are seeing is that corporations are predicting that corporations are going to start feeling the heat, that with these constant Fed hikes, this really what they call hawkish Fed, this very aggressive Fed interest rate hiking to kind of slow down the economy, bring down inflation, that's going to actually impact corporate earnings at some point. So eventually companies' margins, their profit margins are going to start to shrink. They're going to start revising their earnings expectations. And they give what they call guidance, which is where they tell people in advance, hey, we don't expect to make as much money as we did last time. So you're going to see a slowdown in growth. You won't see them go negative. You won't see the strong companies go bankrupt or anything like that. Some of them will, but most of them won't. But what you're going to see is a slowing of growth. And that's kind of how this market works, right? It's not so much a matter of whether you made money or not. It's really a matter of how fast are you growing? So even slowed growth can hurt a stock, really badly, right? So a company might say, hey, we made $1 billion last year and we made $1.1 billion this year. Isn't that good news? And the market may say, no, that's not good news because we thought you were going to make $1.2 billion. We thought you were going to grow by 20%. And instead, you only grew by 10. So we're going to punish your stock price because of that. That's how brutal and crazy the stock market is, which is yet another reason why I'm really, really skeptical of capitalism. I'm not a big fan of that because it's kind of greedy. It's kind of built on this insane, insatiable, really unimaginably difficult amount of growth that you have to maintain in order to keep your stock price high. So it's kind of an impossible game. And I don't recommend, when I talk to Black folks about economics, I really am not a big fan of telling our people to become hardcore capitalists, because capitalism is not necessarily the healthiest way to think about economics. So anyway, moving forward, do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button, thumbs up, share, subscribe. I'm going to give you guys my stock pick of the week. And also, looks like my camera went off. Let me see if I can turn it back on. Okay, looks like my camera's off. Oh, there we go. I was going to say, because you're going to get a chance to just look at my pretty wife for the rest of the podcast. But anyway, flamebridgemusic.com. I want to mention Flamebridge as one of our sponsors for today. And I want to say thank you to Flamebridge for helping us to cover the cost of this podcast. And basically, Flamebridge is for music professionals. If you are if you have hot music recorded and mixed and you need it mastered, visit flamebridgemusic.com. Take a walk through these flames and catch that fire. You will like the result. So thank you to Flamebridge Music for backing us up. If you'd like to sponsor or get a Dr. Boyce shout out, just go to drboycefinance.com. All right, so here's my stock pick of the week. My stock pick of the week is a company called Stellantis, and the ticker symbol is STLA. I'm going to put that on the screen, STLA. So Stellantis is a company that I like. Don't ask me why. I'm not going to go through all the trouble of explaining exactly how I came to that conclusion, because it would kind of bore you. Just know, you know, this is what I do, and I analyze stocks. And so Stellantis is a stock that I really like, and that is a stock that I just bought some shares in this morning. And just remember, though, when I mention a stock that I like, I'm not mentioning it as something that's going to make money next week. I'm not talking about it as something that's going to make money next month. I'm talking about something that's going to make money over the next 5 to 10 years, okay? So remember this. Warren Buffett said that if you're not ready to hold a stock for at least 10 years, you probably shouldn't hold it for even 10 minutes. There are some cases where that rule does not apply. But generally speaking, if you want to invest in a way that doesn't drive you crazy, I encourage you to make long-term investments, not short-term investments. You know, it's just like love. You know, you get those short-term relationships, situationships, hookups, cuffing season and all that. But that's nothing like actually finding an awesome woman or an awesome man that you can just cuddle up with for the rest of your life. I'm not looking for a man. So fellas, I don't do that. But if you are looking for a man, then I think the long-term is better than the short-term. That's where the big payoff is. And by the way, I meet my students for stock market investing class every Tuesday. So if you'd like to do a free trial and also get access to all my stock picks every single week, feel free to go to theblackstockmarketprogram.com. The URL is on the screen. And also, don't forget, this podcast is on Spotify. So if you want to listen to it in your car or something like that, you can just go to Spotify, look up the Dr. Boyce Breakdown. And you can find it on Spotify. All right, guys. Well, that's it. That's my 2 cents for today. That's what's going on in the market. I'll check back in a little bit later. I did a podcast not yesterday, actually. It was really interesting. You guys may want to check it out. It's very short, when it's like a Black Money Minute. And it's all about this guy I saw in Japan who makes money literally doing nothing. He rents himself out to do nothing. I kid you not. Like, this guy, literally, I forgot his name, but he's made $250,000 renting himself out for $70 an hour. And on his Twitter, when it says, like, you know, what your occupation is, like, what do you do? What can you do? He says nothing in particular. He said, I can eat and sleep and answer simple questions. That's it. So literally, this guy has made over $250,000 renting himself out to people to do nothing. And people have actually paid $70 an hour for him, and plus travel expenses, by the way, and food and all that. And what my theory is that maybe people are just lonely and they just want a companion. They just want somebody there to talk to. Or maybe now that he's famous, like fame itself is a commodity. And I actually compared it to, like, say, a Kim Kardashian, right? Who really can't do anything. She can't sing. She can't dance. She can't act. She's not a scholar. She's probably not even all that great of a person, right? I don't know. Maybe she is. But either way, though, she made $60 million last year, literally doing nothing. So literally, fame itself is a commodity. And it's crazy, because now you have people that are famous for doing absolutely nothing. It's kind of ridiculous, kind of nuts, but you know, that's the world we live in. What you gonna do? So anyway, guys, so feel free to join us at theblackstockmarketprogram.com. You can do a free trial if you want to come hang out with us. That's it. Hit the thumbs up button on your way out the door, and I will check back in with you later. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you soon. Peace.